Good morning. How many of y'all like pancakes? We're going to talk about pancakes this morning. I grew up eating pancakes. Most of the time we didn't get them for breakfast. We had them for supper instead. That's still kind of the case now. Michelle did get up and fix pancakes this morning. She used to a while back. Now she's back again. I guess I'm going to have to start preaching on pancakes every Sunday. And maybe I can get a few. But for the sake of argument, let's just say that I cook the pancakes at the house. Now, everybody knows that's not true because I don't cook, but let's just say that I cook the pancakes at home. I begin by getting my pancake mix from Walmart. Now, anybody who knows me knows that that's a feat in itself, me getting out of Walmart with anything without blowing up and running or what, but I get my pancake mix from Walmart. I use the good old-fashioned recipe that my mama used. I use the box, you know, from scratch, the box. And I carry it home, and I add water to it. Now I put a little Pam spray in my pan, you know, and I add water to my pancakes, and I stir it up real good, and I get this nice semi-liquid batter. I take it over to my pan that I've already oiled ahead of time. I pour my liquid into it, and I get these nice little round spots. I want to keep it nice and uniform. I want pretty pancakes, like my wife cooks, you know, the pretty kind. And then I start watching over my pancakes. Just when the time's right, the heat has its effect, and they start bubbling a little bit, I'll take the spatula, scoop it up, and turn it over. And then I watch, and a few more minutes later, my pancakes are ready, so I'll take them up out of the heat, and they're ready to serve. You know, we're a lot like pancakes. We need to get out of our box. We need to have water added to our lives. We need to be stirred up. And then we need to face the heat so that we can be formed. And just at the right time, when the Maker chooses, we need to be taken out of that heat and served. Have you ever looked at a pancake box? Somewhere on there, there's a little expiration date. You may say, well, I'm going to eat bacon and eggs, or I'm going to eat cereal, or I may eat some Pop-Tarts, or in my case, I may eat a brownie for breakfast in the morning, or my favorite breakfast casserole, which I don't, when Michelle cooks that, you know, since I don't cook. But anyway, you don't eat the pancakes because you know they've got an expiration date. You know that they have time. In Corinthians 6:2, God says, indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. We don't know our own expiration dates. We know the expiration date of the pancakes, but none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Accident happened. Jesus insists that we repent before unseen things occur. In Hebrews 9:27, it says we are all destined to die once, but that appointment is not something that we make or we have control over. Just like the pancake mix, we don't jump off the shelf into the cart. The Maker has to draw us, has to take us off the shelf. The Maker places us in the cart. He pays for us. He bought us. And then He carries us home to His house. While the Maker is doing His work, we must be moved. We must go with Him, move with Him. Today, if you hear God's voice calling, don't put it off or ignore it. Turn and go with God. Follow Jesus. Move with your Maker. You may never know what you missed if you don't. Some of you may still make pancakes the good old-fashioned way, like I was talking about earlier, everything from scratch. I never did in my house. We never went that route, but my grandmother may have. But as for me, I have somebody put all that scratch stuff together for me, and I just use the box. When I get the mix out of the box, I'm missing just one key ingredient. That's the water. In our lives, we try to throw things together from scratch. But in reality, there's only one key ingredient. The Apostle Peter says, there are many things that you can add to this ingredient, but without it, you have a dried up mix of stuff. I like my pancakes plain. Some of you may like to add things like pecans or chocolate chips or fudge or whatever to your pancake mix. But without the water, nothing is going to be held together. Without it, you can do nothing. You can stir all you want, and nothing will come together without faith. Ask your Maker to provide you with the living water of faith today. Add water to your pancake mix, and there is hope that you may have pancakes. If you have faith in God, there is hope that you will have eternal life. Now, if you thought that you were ready and that this was it, you've missed a few steps. The pancake mix can never become anything without being stirred, without the water being stirred and blended in. If you don't have the water and all that, and you don't blend it together, you're never going to get something good to eat. Faith, too, must be stirred into our lives. It can't just float there freestanding, like a prop of some kind, and you can't use it like a crutch to move along. The Holy Spirit must be integrated into your life. Our spirit bears witness with the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is a part of our life. Jude 1:20 says, "Build up your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit." Mix yourself up with God. Get stirred up. Otherwise, like the pancake, we are a lumpy glob of mix and water. We are like the seed talked about in Mark 4:5-6. It shoots up quickly from the soil with the promise of life, but the seed has no roots to sustain it, so it quickly wilts and dies. Don't sell yourself or God short. Allow the Holy Spirit to stir you up. Jesus pours the missing ingredient of faith into you. So once you are stirred, you can be poured out and share your faith with others. You don't want to be the unwanted glob of grace in someone's life that never got stirred. The pancake knows that when it gets out of the box and the water is added and it was stirred up, there's only one conclusion. It is about to be poured out. Likewise, when we get out of our box and we let and begin a relationship with God and we let the Holy Spirit stir us up, we must come to the same conclusion. We're about to be poured out. We're about to be made a blessing in someone's life. Now, one key point to notice. The pancake does not pour itself out. That would be a spill, a mess that the Maker would have to clean up. No, the pancake rests in the bowl that it was prepared in, waiting for the Maker's time, waiting for the Maker to take it and pour it out. We are to act in a similar fashion. We are to act like Jesus did when he said in John 5:19, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." This is the nature of being poured out. This is what it means to be a blessing to others. The Maker pours out the mix into the hot pan. Now, the hot pan, he has already oiled previously. The Maker goes ahead of us in the same way. If you pour the pancake out into the pan without oiling it, it's going to stick. Likewise, God wants to oil the situation ahead of us so that we don't get stuck. When we face the heat, that's going to be our first problem. We're shocked and surprised that the Maker has poured us out into this. We want to be formed without getting fried. We want to carry out our mission without opposition. We want everything to change while staying the same. I know it's an insane approach, but it's the one that we most often try to take. We need to let the pancake teach us the heat is necessary. Without the heat, we would run out everywhere. Our ministry would be formless and lack substance. Yesterday, while I was getting ready, I couldn't think straight at the house with Cooper running around hollering and everything, so I went over to Mom and Daddy's house. They were gone, so I said, well, it'll be quiet and I can get over there and work. And about lunchtime, I got hungry, so I started digging through her refrigerator, and I found a hot dog, and I got the skillet out and put it in, and I got to noticing something while I was cooking that hot dog in the skillet. The more heat it got, the more it wanted to roll around and move, and it wasn't staying in the same place. And I got to thinking, you know, that's the same way in our lives. The more heat that we are around, the more we want to get away from it, the more we want to run. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. The Maker watches over us. He is watching us in the heat. He is waiting for the right time to scoop us up and turn us in the direction that we need to go. He's there watching us, so we don't necessarily need to worry about the heat. He's not going to give us anything that we can't handle. He's going to be there. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. He is there. Don't flip out when you come into contact with the heat. The Maker has you in the place that will make you whole. Don't resist His work and end up a cake not turned, a half-baked Christian. You've gone from a mixed-up bunch of stuff in a box to finding your place in the Maker's home. You are dry and useless, but the missing ingredient was added to your life. You were stirred up and everything began to come together. Your Maker poured you out. Your service is only a matter of time. You faced the heat, and in your Maker's hands, you were transformed. Everybody could see the change in you. This is the moment for which you were made. The Maker's spatula slides beneath you. You are lifted up, and you are set down for the Maker's pleasure. You are crowned with the sweet syrup. The parable of the pancakes is coming to its final stage. You are being served. The Apostle Paul shared in his final moments with his disciple and son in faith, Timothy. In 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 8, Paul writes, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Paul can say that. He lived, and there is no doubt, nobody can deny it, that he lived a righteous life. He lived a life set out for God. He was doing God's work and God's purpose. And sometimes he faced the heat. He was in prison. He had afflictions. He had trials and tribulations. But he kept the faith. He ran the race. He had the Maker watching over him. But at the end of this verse, it's not for just Paul alone. It's for everyone. "But unto all them also that love His appearing." That's saying that all of us can receive that crown of righteousness. If we just aim, like Paul, to fulfill our course and to be a good disciple. Let's pray. Father, thank You for being our Maker. Thank You for reaching out and taking us off that shelf, for wanting to carry us to Your home, for giving us the living water that only You can provide through Your Son, for using the Holy Spirit to stir us up. Father, prepare to use us. Use us in Your timing so that we're not poured out in a direction that You don't want us to go. Thank you for always keeping watch over us and knowing just how much heat that we can stand, and taking us out and directing our paths when times seem too rough. We may sometimes think that we can bear no more, but you're right there, Lord. Lord, help us to fulfill your purposes in our lives, to fight the good fight and keep the faith, so that one day we too may receive that crown of righteousness. Amen. What stage are you in today? Are you still waiting on the shelf? If that's the case, God's there reaching out. He's ready. He's ready for you to make that last step to go home with Him. Or maybe you've made it to the house and you're got the water poured and you're waiting to be mixed. You're waiting to be stirred. Well, the Holy Spirit is there, just like the song that they were singing, "The more I seek you, the more I find you." The more you seek out God, the more you're going to find, and the more you're going to be stirred up for God, the more He's going to be preparing you. Or are you in the heat? Are you in the trials and tribulations stage? Are you in the stage where you don't know whether you can stand anymore? The Lord's there for that too. He's got His spatula ready to scoop you up just before you get overwhelmed. All you need to do is pray to Him and be ready. I'm going to ask Brother Jim to come up, and we're going to have an invitation. If you're at any of them stages, prayer altars open, or if you need to talk to Brother Jim, he'll be up here, and I'm going to turn it over to him. And Larry, if you'll...
Love you, brother. Awesome.